as you want. We're here doing the live Sunday edition of the program, which is a little unusual for me, at least. Normally, Mark is here, and I have Sunday off, but we did a little switch this week.
Switcheroo.
And
we're having fun.
It's lovely because I get to spend time with you, Stephanie.
Yes.
So it's great. 855-450-FREE. And we're happy to spend our time with you as well. You can call in, bring up anything that you want to. And also, of course, you can take control of the website. Go to freetalklive.com, submit different things to it. It then receives votes, and then the most voted up makes it to the front page and the top of the site. And so you can participate in two major ways, by submitting items to the site and by voting as well. So maybe you've got something you want to share, you can share that. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just want to cast your vote on what's already there. You can do that as well. You can vote up, you can vote down, and the most important page on which to vote is the upcoming stories page. So when you go to freetalklive.com, just click Upcoming Stories and just kind of go down the list and hit plus or minus based on what you think. Or maybe you're one of those people who just always want to be positive. Just hit plus on the things that you like and ignore the ones you don't. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive.
Although negative thinking may be a good thing according to your show prep.
According to some show prep I have, which maybe we'll get a chance to get into it. But we just started this vibrator story in the last hour. And so... you had found an article at Reason which really wasn't very complete.
Yeah, but it linked to a New York Post article, which I think we both clicked
over
to.
You pulled that up now.
I have it,
okay.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and just recap from the beginning for folks just tuning in.
So apparently the company Trojan, which is a condom company, was wanting to give away 10,000 vibrators.
Wow.
In the streets of New York City. Yeah, that's a lot. A lot
that's
of
huge.
Vibrators. I'm guessing they were the cheap kind of... almost disposable ones. Have you ever seen these? They're like single-use vibrators. You put them, not to get too graphic.
No, I mean, I'm looking here at a photo, and there's a couple of ladies here holding what appear to be fairly fancy-looking boxes. I mean, if it's a throwaway vibrator, then it's a nice-looking box.
Yeah, no, you're right. Maybe it is a more heavy-duty one that they could use a bunch of times. I didn't know Trojan made sex toys. I thought they just stuck to condoms.
Who's going
to
wait in a line for... you know, a throwaway vibrator.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, looking at a picture here, they have lined up for these things on the streets of New York.
Yeah, going down the block, and apparently they had these hot dog-style push carts called pleasure carts that they were going wheeling around and giving away these vibrators. But their fun was cut short. This article says they had the plug pulled on them. They were told to buzz off by the city government because, well, can you guess why, Ian?
No permits.
Yeah, that's it. They had no permit.
Because you can totally get a permit.
They didn't
to
have
give away
their vibrator permit.
Right? Yeah.
They didn't have their fun permit was more like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the city is saying that it was not because of prudery. It was because they didn't have a permit and it was a fire hazard or whatever they claim is the issue.
Right. But no, the real issue is that the permit is money for the city. And so anything else they come up with is total BS. The real reason is the city didn't get a cut, and like any criminal gang that's running protection racket, if you don't pay the gang, they come in and screw up your store. And they'll come in and trash your store if you don't
pay
the criminal gang, and that's essentially what they've done here.
Yeah, and, you know, they were claiming, oh, it impedes street traffic and pedestrian, but really? I mean, it wouldn't be impeding the street traffic if they had gotten a permit? That just doesn't make sense to me.
It's ridiculous.
So, yeah, let's see. Instead of, this article's really cute. The carts arrived at each location, nearly 300 women and quite a number of guys queued up. But instead of climaxing in a successful giveaway, the promotion was prematurely interrupted by City Hall, which sent a dark-suited representative to put the squeeze on Trojan's pleasure carts. The spoil sport, who declined to identify himself, told Trojan's reps at the Flatiron location.
Really? He declined to identify himself?
I guess he's embarrassed. I don't know.
Now, that's interesting because, you know, if some government bureaucrat is going to show up and officially threaten you, I'd like to know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
If I were running this event, you know, obviously if you're working for Trojan, you're not going to be there to do civil disobedience. You know, some corporation, they're going to want to follow the rules once they're apprised of what those rules are. It's just, that's how corporations are.
Mm.
But if I were there as this corporate executive and if I knew I had to follow the rules, I would at least want to know who in the hell was making this claim. Because how do you know it wasn't, you know, some guy from a local church showed up to...
Yeah,
who pretend had an like he was
agenda,
a government.
Didn't want women to have any pleasure or whatever.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's a possibility, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I wonder if they asked him to identify himself or somehow prove that he was from the city.
That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I mean, it's believable that the city would do this. I'm not doubting for a moment it was the city.
And when they called the city hall, then they had a prepared statement about it.
I see.
But, yeah, nonetheless, that's a great point, Ian. It could just be somebody from a church or somebody pulling a video prank or whatever. You never really know in New York City. So it had just gotten started, and it was shut down about 40 minutes later. So they were out there, you know, looking for people. And a lot of people were complaining. One person said, there's a lot more important things the city should be worried about than a free vibrator giveaway. Bloomberg doesn't want anyone to have fun. You can't have a giant soda. And you can't have a vibrator.
It's so true.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree with her. It must be so frustrating to have that happen. Move to New Hampshire. I mean, I don't know. You might have to buy your own vibrator, but you'll probably be a lot more free. At least you can have a soda.
So the city's statement said, the activity promoting Trojan products which impeded pedestrian and street traffic did not have a permit. So you can impede the traffic if you have a permit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's totally fine.
Madness.
Then. The production company affiliated with the event is currently in discussions with the mayor's office to hold a promotional event with proper permits at a later date. But you know what? This ended up being pretty good promotion for them, although it doesn't really say what this new brand is. Like, it doesn't mention anywhere here in the news report as to what this, the brand name is of this. I guess it's Trojan Vibrations. But it doesn't really make that clear in this news report. Needless to say, this is great publicity for Trojan.
Right.
I mean, they probably
got... That's the silver bullet. I mean, silver lining.
They probably got way more publicity out of this news report that came out than whatever it was that got the ladies and guys to show up in the first place.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised more companies don't do this just for the sake of getting promotion. You know, just stage these protests, or not protests, stage giveaways without a permit on purpose so
True.
That they get news articles and they promote it beyond just the people who get the product.
If they, it's a great point, although I wonder if it would have gotten the same publicity had it not been such a controversial product. You know, if they'd been giving away free slices of pizza, would it have been the same? As far as the coverage is concerned?
Yeah, probably not. There is bit of that intrigue, I guess.
But if all that happened to them was that they were just told stop, then that's not a backlash from the city, and so it wouldn't be a great risk for a company to try this out again.
Yeah, definitely. And, yeah, they're going to be able to get their permit and have the regular event like they had planned anyway. Nothing's really bad's going to happen. So I think it's a brilliant ploy if it was done on purpose, and maybe other people should look into copying it.
I wonder, though, what does the permit cost?
Like,
you know, what does it cost to set up?
What does it cost to give away 10,000 samples of your product? Jeez. I mean, that's... And
good
if it's something
question.
You can use over and over again, are they going to go back and buy one? I don't know.
Probably not, but they would presumably tell someone that they...
Maybe they'll talk about it with their friends.
Right.
I don't know.
Do girls recommend sexual toys?
Oh, definitely. I've talked with Julia many times.
Have you now?
During the breaks, whenever we're on the show together.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind.
Do we have any calls? Because I wanted to bring up a point.
No, go right ahead.
Well, okay. Do you remember years ago, there was this lady who was actually like the Surgeon General of the U.S.? I think it was
Jocelyn
Elders.
Jocelyn, yeah.
Okay. And so she recommended that in public schools during the sex ed classes, they teach kids about masturbation because this will prevent pregnancy and STDs. It's a great idea.
It was very controversial.
Yeah, she got fired.
Was that what she was fired for?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She was fired for recommending that. And the Christian right just went nuts. Oh, she's teaching our kids to defile themselves and all this.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but I mean, of course, that just is what happens when you give the government control of schools. It always pits these interest groups against each other. So you have the sex-positive liberal crowd against the evangelical Christians.
Was she advocating the teaching of how to masturbate or the teaching about the existence of masturbation?
I think it was very age appropriate, just that masturbation exists and it's an alternative to having sex with other people.
Seems like a lot better than abstinence education.
Yeah, totally. I mean, who isn't doing that anyway? I mean, maybe they're not. Yeah.
855-450-FREE. Well, everyone who was against that, clearly, they would
they
not masturbate.
They've never touched themselves.
1-855-450-3733. Maybe you're someone who has never pleasured yourself.
I'd love to hear from that person. I don't think they exist.
Hey, well, 855-453. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy. I'm a mortgage lender throughout all 50 states in this great country of ours. The majority of people in the United States love the 30-year fix. We're the only country that actually has the 30-year fix. And you pay a very big price to get a low monthly payment. If you were to refinance into a $350,000 30-year fix in the low threes, it would take you 7 years to pay it down from $350,000 to $300,000. If instead you refinance into a 15-year fix in the high twos, it would only take you 2.5 years to pay it down. And in 7 years, you would pay all the way down from $350,000 to $200,000. You can't afford this kind of treatment. You must get into a better loan, and we'll show you how. Call us at 866-288-0088. 866-288-0088. Or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Until next time, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here. Live Sunday edition of the program. You can bring up anything you want. 855 855- 1-855-450-FREE. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Stephanie.
Once again, it's 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. We call it that because you're free to call in, talk about anything you want, and we're live 7 nights per week. So join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features you'll find on the site. News updates are included. We have emails, so you can go to news.freetalklive.com, sign up for the email list, and also Twitter and Facebook are available, so you get, if you're following us on Twitter and Facebook, you'll get not just our news updates, but you'll get more than that. You'll get questions that we ask kind of our online audience during the program, and of course that allows you to respond online. Obviously we prefer phone calls, but some people, you know, you don't like to pick up the phone, you'd rather respond digitally, you can do that. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and of course sign up for the email at the emails there as well, news.freetalklive.com. Now, we talked earlier about Bitcoin as a great alternative, a digital alternative to the Federal Reserve note. And, of course, it's good to have your money in more than one place. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak. And so Free Talk Live also recommends precious metals like gold and silver, and you can get those through silver.freetalklive.com. When you do so, not only are you going to get likely a great deal, go ahead, shop around and compare prices. You'll get a great deal from our friends over at Midas Resources. And Midas, by the way, is the company that is behind Genesis Communications Network, which is our company, it's the company that syndicates this radio program. So basically the company that's putting us, helping us get on over 100 stations is also the company that can sell you silver and gold. So go to silver.freetalklive.com. You can get some really nice hand-picked silver and gold pieces like Lakota Nation silver rounds, as well as some more generic rounds as well, which I always like
to promote the Mises pieces.
Those
are my
favorite. Have those?
I just love the name. I wish someone would give me a Mises pieces.
Oh, now you know what to get Stephanie for whatever celebration. What do you like to celebrate? Do you celebrate birthdays?
Yeah,
or
birthdays.
Like birthdays.
Actually, somebody came up to me at Porkfest and handed me a silver peace dollar, who's a listener of Free Talk Live and wanted to thank me. And I thought that was so cool. I love that.
Peace is a very good thing.
Yes.
Get your peace. So anyway, go to silver.freetalklive.com. Get some silver there.
Did that change? Because it used to be gold.freetalklive?
You can do either.
Oh, wow, cool.
Whatever's
fine. I didn't
know that. Gold.freetalklive.com will work as well. And maybe you're somebody who just doesn't have access to the internet or it's not convenient for you. You can also call them at 877-857-9938 to get your gold and silver over the phone. 877-857-9938. As we continue here, there's a story over at the New York Times called The Power of Negative Thinking. And right off the bat, I don't really much care for the title because I like the idea of positive thinking.
Isn't that what you hear all the time? Oh, you got to think positive. The power of positive mental attitude, right? Isn't that what Mark says sometimes?
Mark might be in favor of that. I think so, and I would be as well because I've seen that it has positive effects on at least on my life. But let's see what the other side of the story is from the New York Times. Last month in San Jose, California, 21 people were treated for burns after walking barefoot over hot coals as part of an event called Unleash the Power Within, starring the motivational speaker Tony Robbins.
I heard about this.
So did I. I had that in my show prep. I just never got to it.
Such a sad thing when this occurs.
If you're anything like me, a cynical retort might suggest itself. What exactly did they expect would happen? In fact, there's a simple secret to firewalking, so-called. Coal is a poor conductor of heat to surrounding surfaces, including human flesh. So with quick, light steps, you'll usually be fine. But Mr. Robbins and his acolytes have little time for physics. To them, it's all a matter of mindset. Cultivate the belief that success is guaranteed and anything is possible. One singed but undeterred participant told the San Jose Mercury News, I wasn't at my peak state. What if, as the reason why he got burned, what if all this positivity is part of the problem? What if we're trying too hard to think positive and might do better to reconsider our relationship to negative emotions and situations? Consider the technique of positive visualization, a staple not only of Robbins-style seminars, but also of corporate team-building retreats and business bestsellers.
Isn't this the secret, too? You just visualize what you want and the universe gives it to you?
That's kind of the idea, yeah.
Yeah.
According to research by the psychologist Gabrielle Ottingen and her colleagues, visualizing a successful outcome under certain conditions can make people less likely to achieve it. She rendered her experimental participants dehydrated, then asked some some of them to picture a refreshing glass of water. The water visualizers experienced a marked decline in energy levels compared with those participants who engaged in negative or neutral fantasies. Imagining their goal seemed to deprive the water visualizers of their get-up-and-go, as if they'd already achieved their objective. Huh. Or take affirmations, those cheery slogans intended to lift the user's mood by repeating them. I am a lovable person. My life is filled with joy. Psychologists at the University of Waterloo concluded that such statements make people with low self-esteem feel worse, not least because telling yourself you're lovable is liable to provoke the grouchy internal counter-argument that really you're not.
Wow.
Even goal setting, the ubiquitous motivational technique of managers everywhere, isn't an undisputed boon.
Can I just bust in for a minute about that? Okay, the affirmations thing.
Yes.
I think I like where this article is going because it's saying, like, mix some reality with your positivity, I guess you can say. There are certain things that you can influence and that you can improve by so-called thinking positive, but for others, you're kind of just deluding yourself. So you have to have a grounding in reality, and you have to use, I don't know, what logical clarity to figure it out, what's real and what's not. And the whole affirmations thing, I mean, just telling yourself, yeah, I'm a good person or I'm happy or whatever, isn't going to fix your problems if you don't address your actual problems. It's almost like just putting a Band-Aid over them, right?
So I think you're right about that.
If there's a deeper issue going on, you have to dig into that and start to unpack what's actually making you unhappy rather than just telling yourself, oh yeah, I'm happy, because like they said, that critical voice, that part or whatever, is going to come up and say, well, no, that's not true. And so you have to kind of strike at the root, I think, when it comes to psychological work or work on yourself.
I think that's true. And also to believe that everything is always going to work out in your favor is also very unrealistic, right?
Yeah.
So you can do as many positive affirmations, and I'm familiar with affirmations. I do them. I like them. It seems very silly when you first start doing it, but ultimately I think that, you know, staying in that positive mindset is worth the effort that it takes. And if you're dealing with somebody who's got, you know, some sort of bipolar issue or whatever, you know, some kind of brain chemistry issue that's going to make that a very difficult process, then that's a whole other matter. But for, you know, the average person who might find themselves thinking negative thoughts during the day, it's a matter of just monitoring your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think it becomes an issue when you're actually denying stuff actively, when you're using the positive affirmations to deny the real source of the problem, you know.
Well, negativity for me comes from my thoughts,
mm-hmm.
and I can change those because I'm in control of my I should be in control of what I think.
That's the whole basis of cognitive behavioral therapy, is that you get these irrational thought patterns,
yeah.
and you can figure out, okay, what's not rational about this, and then you can change your pattern of thinking, right?
Sure. Yeah, and I can, you know, sometimes I will think things that I would not want to be thinking, or I, you know, do not like the idea of thinking those things. And so I just simply, you know, remove those from my mind, and I move to thinking more positive things, or thinking, you know, something different from that, shifting my direction of thought in a more positive direction.
Mm.
And for me, that works.
Okay, well, what about prayer? I mean, a lot of people, praying makes them feel good, but
mm-hmm.
if you actually look at studies of people who are sick, the people who are getting prayed for sometimes do slightly worse because they stop trying. They lose their will, just like the glass of water.
Sure. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's dig into this further here in moments. And your thoughts, observations, has this worked for you, or have you seen that positive thinking has been detrimental? It's Free Talk Live.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Bemplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number is 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You'll find a variety of things there, including listening options. We have live streams in different flavors. There's broadband, there's midband, and narrowband streams. So different size bit rates for different internet connections. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into those. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Also, you can listen in via our radio stations, over 110 radio stations across the country on AM and FM. Also satellite, including XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air KU-band channel. The webcam and the listen lines are available to you. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. That's listen.freetalklive.com. We're sharing a story here by Oliver Berkman from the New York Times Sunday Review opinion pages, where he starts out by pointing out that 21 people were burned at a motivational speaker event with Tony Robbins in San Jose last month. Many of them were believing that their positivity could overcome, apparently, the you know, the physics of the flames and the burning.
I'm sorry,
hot
I
coals.
Shouldn't laugh. I genuinely do feel bad for them, but
it's sad.
When
it's
I
sad.
Hear a story like this, I just it's hard for me to imagine how somebody could actually believe that, like, could actually basically fall for this. Like, it seems like a charlatan is selling them this something that, you know, is
well,
really
is
not going to protect them.
It is an old carny trick. I mean, so charlatan is probably the right word.
Yeah.
I mean, the coal walking is essentially like a circus act.
I feel bad for the guy. Did you hear about this? There was a snake handler, a pastor, who believe, you know, in the Bible it says if you're faithful, you can handle a snake, and even if it bites you, you won't die.
Oops.
Well, yeah, he died. And yeah. Actually, he got bit by the snake while he was handling it, and he requested to be taken to one of his parishioners' homes instead of a hospital. Like, he still, even after he got
really
bit,
believed it,
he really believed that he was going to be okay, and people were praying for him while he died. And actually, his father had died the exact same way.
Hmm.
And so even seeing that evidence in his life before, I mean, I don't think that's virtuous. Like, some people would say, oh, yeah, he's so faithful, what a good guy. No, there's nothing virtuous about believing in something with no evidence and actually against all the evidence that you have. I mean, look around you. The answers are there.
Well, I can tell you that, for me at least, positive thinking, there is evidence that it works. And what this article is suggesting...
I agree with you, Ian. I wouldn't knock all positive thinking. Just when it's used to, like, deny or evade reality,
right.
I think is when you get into trouble with it.
I absolutely agree. You have to take it within the context of the world in which we live. And the world in which we live is one of duality. So there is hot and cold. There is up and down. You know, there are these things that... You know, in order to have the sensation of warmth, we have to be able to be cold. And so, you know, those coals, if you stand on them for long enough, are going to burn you. Yeah, if you walk across them fast enough, the physics say you're probably going to be all right. But I guess they weren't encouraged to walk fast enough at this particular event. And they believed that their positive thinking could somehow overcome the physics of the world.
They believed that they didn't have to walk fast enough, right? Because their positive thinking was going to save them.
Is your positive thinking going to grow, sprout wings if you jump off of a cliff? Are you going to be able to survive the fall? Right? So, you know, I completely agree with you. Take reality into account. But in my, you know, experience, it has been an important thing for me to come from, because it's easy to be negative. Humans, you know, we're presented with all kinds of evidence about how terrible things are in the world, and it's easy for us to get bogged down in all of that negativity. And if that's the world in which you live, then you won't want to do anything to change it. You won't want
to... Be trapped by fear. And,
yeah.
Well, you know, I think negative thinking can also be used to deny or evade reality. You know, because people can get stuck in these negative and irrational thought patterns, you know? Like, I could be thinking, oh my gosh, if I go on the radio on Free Talk Live tonight, someone's going to hear it who doesn't like me, and then they're going to shoot me or
sure.
try to get me in trouble or, so, you know, something like that. But that would be irrational, because that's really not likely to happen, and I've been doing this every week for a year or more, and it hasn't happened yet, and so all the evidence is pointing me to, no, that's not really a rational thought, although it is a negative one. And so you see what I mean? Like,
absolutely. It can poison you.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, when those thoughts come about, it's important to realize what you're getting into and to be aware of your thoughts. So to sort of think about your thoughts, if you will, or observe your thoughts from sort of a disconnected perspective, if that's the way to explain it, so where you can understand it. Like, when a thought comes to your mind, you don't have to accept it, right? You can say, oh, no, that's not what I would think. That's not me.
And even more interesting, you can think about, you know, why did you have this irrational thought popping up in your mind? Is it a reaction to some past experience that you had? Because I think a lot of people, I mean, this is getting really meta now, but I think a lot of what people do as they're walking around in life is reacting to things in their past that maybe they haven't processed, like the way that their parents treated them or the abuse
Could
that
be.
They went through at school or whatever. And so examining those things can really help in terms of becoming more rational, I think.
Well, right, and would somebody who's life. Been through an abusive situation be more likely to be negative? That's also a possibility as well, just in general. Not necessarily that it's a specific thing that has led them to that point, but just that a number of occasions sort of adding up and creating a generally negative person overall, there's a way to come back from that, and that's to decide to change who you are. Because who you are today isn't who you were 5 years ago. It's not who you are, or who you are today isn't who you were last week, because you've had different experiences between then and now, and you can at any time change your decision about yourself and about who you want to be. I mean, you were talking earlier about the diet that you're on, the paleo diet. You know, you're not the same Stephanie that you were a decade ago.
Sure.
Your goals in life aren't the same as they were. You've made a big shift toward doing more kind of audio work rather than working towards becoming a doctor. and you know, your priorities have changed because of the experiences that you've had, and you made these choices. So it's important to realize that you're not stuck. So if you feel negative and you feel like you've been placed somewhere by whatever terrible things might have happened to you, you don't have to stay in that place. You can work your way out of it. It's not going to be something you can probably turn around in a day, but it's something that you can work towards. And that's part of what the idea is behind doing things like positive affirmations, is to get your mind out of whatever negative mindset that you might feel like you're saddled with. And so what I don't like about this New York Times opinion piece is this person writing it is basically attacking everything that you know, people of the positive thinking mindset do. And I think that that's kind of, well, it's kind of a dangerous position. But let me continue with what he's saying here.
Maybe he just wanted to have a attention-grabbing title. It worked, didn't it?
Or maybe he's just a nasty person who wants to justify his negativity. So he attacks affirmations, and he even then attacks goal setting, which for me has probably been one of the most important things that I picked up early on in my life. Was when I was doing network marketing, which is a ridiculous thing and embarrassing. But one of the things I learned in network marketing was to set goals, and that was a really valuable thing. So I did get some good stuff out of it. But,
don't they say the most successful people, like, naturally write down their goals?
Yeah, they, whoever they are, do say that.
Mm-hmm.
And the claim is, I don't know if there's anything to substantiate this, but the claim is that something like 95% or 96% of people don't ever write down their goals.
Yes.
So,
and if you are part of that elite 5% or whatever, you are much more likely to meet your goals.
For me, it's a big thing. Like, I have a list of, whether it's a to-do list or whatever it is you have, having you, whatever it is that's important to you in front of you, and reviewing that on a regular basis is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you get distracted.
David Allen, the guy who wrote Getting Things Done, which is a very popular kind of time management book, I think he would say that writing it down kind of gets it out of your mind so you can stop being preoccupied with what you have to do and start actually doing it.
Right.
So it's a way of, like, getting it out on paper so you don't have to obsess.
Yeah, and you can do goal setting at different levels, too. You can do it for, like, what you need to do in this week. You can do it for a year down the road or for 5 years. But let's see what he has to say about it here. He says that it's the ubiquitous motivational technique of managers everywhere, and it's not an undisputed boon. Fixating too vigorously on goals can distort an organization's overall mission in a desperate effort to meet some overly narrow target. And research by several business school professors suggests that employees consumed with goals are likelier to cut ethical corners. Of course, how many of these business school professors are actually successful at business and are instead in the world of academia, where they're trying to study things that are, where they're looking to get a predetermined answer, a predetermined set of values out of it?
There is something to the idea that those who can't do teach. I hate to say it, but yeah.
Absolutely. He says much of this research is new, but the essential insight isn't. He says that ancient philosophers and spiritual teachers understood the need to balance the positive with the negative, optimism with pessimism, a striving for success and security with an openness to failure and uncertainty. And I think that's an important point. You have to be willing to understand that it's not always going to work out. And if you don't think that, then you'll really be disappointed sometimes.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player, without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. and these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled AirFusion systems.com, or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want, even in the remaining moments here at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us over at freetalklive.com. where you can download a whole bunch of shows over at freetalklive.com. You can also visit our mobile site at m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and the podcast, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. We're sharing with you an editorial piece here from the New York Times about, or an opinion piece, about the idea of positive thinking. And this article here is by Oliver Berkman, and he's suggesting that some people go too far with it. At some points, he seems kind of on the attack against certain positive thinking techniques like affirmations and even goal setting. But I do agree with some of his perspective as somebody who likes the idea of positive thinking and has found it very useful in my life. He says that ancient philosophers and spiritual teachers understood the need to balance the positive with the negative, optimism with pessimism, a striving for success and security with an openness to failure and uncertainty. The Stoics recommended the premeditation of evils or deliberately visualizing the worst-case scenario. This tends to reduce anxiety about the future. When you soberly picture how badly things could go in reality, you usually conclude that you could cope. Besides, they noted, imagining that you might lose the relationships and possessions you currently enjoy increases your gratitude for having them now. Positive thinking, by contrast, always leans into the future, ignoring present pleasures. And I think he's just kind of mixing things up here to some extent, because gratitude is also something that is a very positive thinking concept. Like, when you show gratitude, or even just think about thoughts of gratitude towards things that are important to you, that keeps you in a more positive mindset. If I think about how great Stephanie is on the air and how, you know, she's got a great voice and is entertaining and fun to listen to, and I think positive things about you, then I'm not going to be thinking negative. I can't think about negative things about you, right? I don't have anything, because it's important to appreciate the good things in life.
Sure.
And if you only have so much time in your life, and we all have very limited amount of it, then why would you want to spend your time focusing on negative aspects? It's important to be realistic about what your chances of success at something might be. Like, I know, for instance, there was somebody here who at one time really believed in law of attraction so much to the point that
a lot of people actually
that he set up this idea that, you know, he could law of attract his way into winning a court case. And when that ended up not working out, it kind of sent him into a downward spiral of depression.
Yeah, that's very sad.
So, you know, what you really should do is look at, again, the long view. A more positive mindset that is more realistic would be that failures are inevitable in life, but you have to fail your way to success. You know, so if you fail and you don't keep going, then, yeah, quitters will never win, right?
Do you think that that mindset of just being afraid of failure can be kind of paralyzing? Like, I think that can stop people from even trying in the first place.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely. I've definitely experienced that. I mean, because it's interesting to think about
that's because of that negative thinking, right? You're constantly focusing on the potential of failure, and so you just don't do anything instead.
Yeah.
And by choosing not to do anything, then you've already failed by default.
Yeah. Back to the whole gratitude thing that we were talking about earlier. There's this, correct me if I'm wrong, Ian, because you probably know a little more about this than me, but isn't there this idea in Buddhism that you shouldn't get too attached to anything, because attachment leads to suffering? Isn't that like the whole kind of
Buddhism perspective? Yes.
Right. And so, I don't know, do you have to be attached to something to feel grateful for it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Buddhists.
I don't know where I was exactly going with that, but
well, he actually addresses Buddhism here.
Okay.
So Buddhist meditation, he says, is also arguably about learning to resist the urge to think positively, to let emotions and sensations arise and pass, regardless of their content. It might have even helped those agonized firewalkers. Very brief training in meditation, according to a 2009 article in the Journal of Pain, that sounds like an exciting read, brought significant reductions in pain, not by ignoring unpleasant sensations or refusing to feel them, but by turning non-judgmentally toward them. And Buddhism's interesting to read about from, you know, that perspective. I think there's definitely some value in it, but, you know, in my opinion, there's also value in having those experiences, and part of the reason why we're here is to experience things. And,
yeah. Think about love. I mean, if you never got attached to any person, could you ever have any relationships of any kind?
It would be hard, right? So, you know, the Buddha, Siddhartha, he left the society in which he was raised and, you know, went off on this personal journey.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't have anybody out there. But, you know, on the other hand, love does set you up for pain.
That sounds like suffering to me. No one.
Love does set you up for pain, though, right? Mm-hmm. So if you love somebody deeply when they go away, then that can hurt a lot, right? So
true.
I guess the idea is to not. It's tough. Like, to be a true master of Buddhism does mean essentially disconnecting yourself from all that.
Yeah, it's a little bit strange. I don't consider myself a Buddhist.
From this perspective, the relentless cheer of positive thinking begins to seem less like an expression of joy and more like a stressful effort to stamp out any trace of negativity. Mr. Robbins' trademark smile starts to resemble a rictus. A positive thinker can never relax, lest an awareness of sadness or failure creep in, and telling yourself that everything must work out is poor preparation for those times when they don't. You can try, if you insist, to follow the famous self-help advice to eliminate the word failure from your vocabulary, but then you'll just have an inadequate vocabulary when failure strikes. And I agree with the second portion of that that paragraph, that failure is real. You have to fail in order to eventually succeed. Failure way to success is the way you do it, in my experience.
But again, what he's talking about is denying or evading reality, right? To constantly just tell yourself, even in the face of evidence that it's not okay, that it's going to be okay and everything's great, is just ignoring what's all around you.
Right, and you shouldn't feel stressed out by whatever negative thoughts come in.
Or keeping a positive mindset. To have that stress you out is
kind of defeating
the purpose.
It shouldn't be stressful. It should be easy. You know, being positive should be easy, and the more you practice it, the easier it should become. It should never be, you know, a stressful endeavor. But he goes on, the social critic Barbara Ehrenreich has persuasively argued that the all-positive approach, with its rejection of the possibility of failure, helped bring on our present financial crisis. Well, I'd say that's a stretch.
Didn't she write Nickeled and Dimed? It's a famous, it's a very, if this is the same person, it's a very left-leaning book about how the government, or about how corporations are, you know.
Yeah, I'd say it's the Federal Reserve System that helped bring about the financial crisis. The psychological evidence backed by ancient wisdom certainly suggests that it is not the recipe for success that it purports to be. So I would agree with the perspective that to reject reality is ridiculous. We do live in a world of contrast. And the contrast is useful to us because it allows us to choose. So when we see the things out there in the world that we don't like or that we consider negative, we get to decide how we respond to that. So when you see someone suffering, then you can decide who you are in relationship to that. Are you someone who wants to ignore that? Are you someone who wants to help? Do you want to reach out? Do you want to assist that person, offer your assistance with that? So having that contrast and seeing reality for what it is important. But being bogged down by the negativity that does exist is to me the real danger. Mm-hmm. And to be trapped in negativity is never going to lead you to any place productive or any place, you know, wholesome or fulfilling.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Well said.
So let's go to Ed. He's in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is No Goals Ed from the Scopes Monkey Trial State.
No goals, Ed.
No goals.
What's that mean?
Ed just wants to let him go.
All that positive thinking, all this achievement, I'm for none of that. But if you're for it, fine with me.
So wait, you're not for goals or are you for goals?
I got a few goals, what, every day.
All right, great.
Drink, smoke, eat, sleep, wake up.
Are you one of these, you know, like anti-planning people? You just kind of roll with the punches and just
let it go like the bonobo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
How did
you
know you were going to say that?
One of my old tenants was like that, and he was a loser.
A loser.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're a loser, Ed, because everybody...
I don't care what anybody says about that. All I got to say is you're only going to live 70, 80 years.
The dude didn't even clean his house, though. I mean, he didn't have any goals.
Over, gone, I don't care. We all live in boxes, just different size boxes.
Yes, but is your box clean?
It doesn't matter. It's my box.
It's true. It's true. I don't have to go in your box.
Right. So why are you worried about my box?
I'm not, brother. You can keep your box however you want.
You said it, Ian.
Well, Ed, are you think? Okay, right. I have a question. I think it's important to differentiate between the goals that are sort of imposed upon us by from outside and the goals that we have because of our intrinsic motivation, right? The things that we truly want to do versus what we're expected or taught that we should want to do, right? And so are you kind of like against the second and maybe for the intrinsic motivation a little more?
Yes. You know, I'm for whatever makes you happy, whatever you can handle. That's it. I mean, hey, I'm pretty unique about this. You know,
You are unique.
I only had one son, and he's married and living in Memphis, Tennessee.
Ed, I wish we had more time to talk about it, but we're out of time for tonight. I thank you for the call. I have to say, if I didn't ever set goals for myself, I wouldn't have a radio show with over 100 radio stations, and I wouldn't have a clean bathroom for people to go in either, because goals are really important.
I'm so glad you do.
Yeah.
Have both.
Right. Goals are important. Anyway, hey, we're out of time for tonight. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you, Ian.
See
fun to do a show with you.
See you tomorrow at freetalklive.com in the meantime.
If you died today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? No? Then you need to protect them with life insurance. Life insurance helps make up for your lost income, funds your child's education, pays off household debt, pays for your funeral, pays taxes, and more. Learn all you need to know about life insurance free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Call for their free latest consumer protection guide. 1-800-819-6545. Get your free insurance guide today. 1-800-819-6545.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.